Are you ready for the dumbest people on the planet?
Yes, absolutely.
Indeed. Oh, good. Good, good. Because that's what we got for you with today's No Sweat News. Prepare yourself for stunned.
Oh, okay.
A woman in Florida just got busted trying to sell a stolen ring back to the jewelry store that she stole it from.
God bless her.
Well, she, you know, she's a little bit lazy, is what I would say. She only knew one place to go.
Alice.
For her crime and for her money.
Alice.
Not, you know.
47-year-old Alice Henry stole the ring from Winter Haven, Florida last week.
Mm-hmm.
And she went back.
So far, so good.
Two days
that's
later.
That's the problem right there.
Claiming she had found the ring on the beach with a metal detector. Mm. Would you be interested in buying it back? The person behind the counter said, that thing looks familiar.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, because diamond rings don't just get up and walk out of a jewelry store by themselves.
Right.
There it is.
And she was in there, and
she's facing felony charges. How about another stupid human? Ready for this?
Yeah.
Here's a story of a library employee who got busted for stealing $1.3 million of printer toner over 12 years.
Well, come on now.
12 years.
Yeah, but...
Wow.
Well, obviously, that's a now this person might be a hard worker. Mm. They're working at home, printing lots of stuff for the job, for the big boss man there.
Randall Whited worked for the Austin Public Library in Austin, Texas. He was in charge of ordering supplies for the library.
Okay.
He basically would just order more toner than they ever would need.
Oh, and then sell it or something?
And then take it home with him and sell it.
Oh, he sold it.
Normally, the library would use, $150,000 worth of toner over the course of those years.
But
he ordered $1.3 million worth of printer toner. My.
It's like an extra zero.
And finally, it all got caught up to him.
Wow.
Well, listen, he was bored. I mean, come on. Can you imagine working at a library? I'd be stealing stuff left and right, too.
I mean,
I'd be an arch criminal if I had that job.
The whole
What are you
premise
doing
of a library is honesty.
Is it?
Well, you go and you say, can I borrow this book if I promise to bring it back within a certain number of days?
Oh, my. Is this real?
Videos you have to bring back within 2 days. Some books you get 30 days.
I still have a book I rented in third grade about the Bermuda Triangle. Are you telling me I have to bring that thing back?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Well, you can probably tell me you got it lost in the Bermuda Triangle. $1.3 million worth of printer toner, and they finally caught
up
to
him. That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's a lot, man.
That's a lot of printer toner.
Well, it was a long, slow burn.
Wow.
And now, check this out. Dateline, Oklahoma. Three corrections officers in Oklahoma have been charged for cruelty to inmates. After punishing them by cuffing their hands behind their back, securing them to a wall, and playing Baby Shark on loop. Some inmates were in the room for over 2 hours. Hours of Baby Shark.
What the?
The district attorney general, or the district attorney, David Prater, has charged them with misdemeanor counts of cruelty to a prisoner and conspiracy. I don't know what
country was this?
This was Texas, the country of Texas.
Wow.
I didn't hear Texas. The location. I was expecting to say it was, I don't know, somewhere not in America.
No.
Okay.
Yep.
Fine.
Austin, Texas.
And this was the prison guards?
The nation of Texas.
They were doing it to the inmates?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Chaining them to a wall.
Yeah, this is torture.
2 hours.
That is tantamount. Forget about waterboarding. Yeah. That is torture.
There it is. Today's No Sweat News for Wednesday, October the 7th. We'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News Quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.